With the primary election just 3 weeks away, the race for governor has turned ugly. Tom Barrett again asking whether Jim Doyle has a conflict of interest because his Justice Department is part of the caucus investigation. But now Barrett produces documents showing a top political appointee in Doyle's office was set to be the subject for ethics board investigation because of her role as then Senate Democratic Caucus Director.
Several times in the last several weeks, the Attorney General has stated that no one in his office is under investigation for this matter. The question that I have today is whether Joanna Richard has been questioned with regard to this matter. My second question is, if she has not been questioned, why the decision was made not to question her.
Barrett doesn't stop with those questions. He also wants to know whether that same justice employee attended political meetings on state time. To these queries, Jim Doyle's campaign chair, Bill Christopherson, puts up his dukes.
What you just heard across the street was a lot of recycled political garbage dredged up in the closing weeks of this campaign by a candidate who's behind.
Tom Barrett says he wants it clear that he is not calling for the Justice Department's removal from the caucus case. He wants a full investigation. And again, he wants answers whether a Doyle appointee has campaigned on state time. Again, Bill Christopherson.
I mean, you can speculate about anything. I'm asking anybody to come up with one shred of evidence that anything wrong has been done here by anybody, and I haven't heard a word.
Jim Doyle wasn't in Madison when the mud started flying. He's campaigning in Superior. Frederica Freiberg, Wisconsin Public Radio.